Perik Chesel Chazayit. He says Hapal Polin Vazanivil. Right? Bisman Shehin Metuvin Mevorach Alein Bor Pri Adamah. Over Yevashin Ein Teunin Brachalof Nevul Achreim Mei Shehin Tavlin. He says Mishpei Shehin Tavlin Ve'Eino Ochel. They're a spice and they're not a food. And then he says V'Chein Ochlin Shein Ruuyin LaAchila. Umashkin she'ein anruin l'shesia, ein teunin bracha lo lefnehen v'lo l'achareyan. And so too, foods that are not fit for eating, and drinks that are not fit for drinking, they don't require a bracha beforehand or afterwards. Yeah. So it's a funny phrase, right? Ochlin she'ein anruin l'achila. I mean, mashkin shein and reish shia, that's fine. but then the Rambam says v'chein. It's like so too foods that are not fit for consumption, right? After he says that they're tavlin and not ochel. Now where does it have Bayom Kippur? What is it Bayom Kippur? So Bayom Kippur, it's a similar idea. By Yom Kippur, it's in Perek Beis. Halacha Dalid. Ochal Ochlin she'ein ru'uyin l'ma'achal Adam. Okay. If you eat food that's not fit for human consumption,
Beis Dalid, you said?
Right. Kigon asovim hamorim. See, there's the very, very bitter grasses. Bitter grasses. Oh, Seraphim have Ushim. No, exactly what that is. What? Oh, Shoshosa Mashkin Shainim with Seer. Going Seer, if you drink. If you drink, what's that? If you drink, like, very brine. Drink brine. Mm. Oh, Morius, the Chomei Tzchai. Chomei Tzchai is a little bit of a problem. Afilu Ochal, Vishosa Min Harbe, Reza Potter. Okay. I mean, a curse. So there he says it's Ochlin She'ein Ru'uyin L'machal Adam. Yeah. Now he says like this. So it means it is a food. He's not talking about eating. He's not talking about eating dirt. That's not an Ochlin She'ein Ru'uyin L'machal Adam. He says these extremely bitter things, extremely bitter herbs. Now he says Hakoseis. He says Shosa Chometz Mozog. If you drink mixed vinegar, B'mayim Chayev. And he says Hakoseis Palpolin V'Zangvil Yovesh Ukiyotzi Bohen Pata. It's a little bit of a funny of a problem with the gears here, because he says if you eat pepper and dry ginger, you're Pata. Of all Zangvil Rotov Chayev. Says, but wet ginger, you're chayav. Mashma that any kind of pepper you put on. Only the ginger you can chayav if wet and dry. So the Magi Mishnah, it's a wrong girsa. So that's the wrong girsa. It should say of a retuvin chayev by the palpolim too. Anyway, now he says like this: ochal ole gefanim poter, lulove gefanim chayev, veluhen lulove gefanim kol she livlivu ba'ar be'eretz Yisrael mirosh Hashanah ve'ed Yom Kippur. So it's the early growths. Now he says like this: v'yeser alzeh rehin ke'etzim u'poter chen kol kiyotze be'ela. So if it grows longer than that, it's like wood. Now he says like this. The next lach has an interesting thing. He says, "Hoya soveya me'achila gasa." So the person is very full, right? Shu'achal ache kotz b'mizono. He eats until he is disgusted with his food. V'achal yeser al sovo, and then eats more, right? Pata. Kimi she'ochal ochlim she'inam ru'uyim l'achila. Interesting Rambam. Why you pata? Because you pata because it's like you ate food that's not fit for consumption. Shnei Ramim.
Which case
was that? Achilu Gasa. Now he says, She'af al pisha zeh machal heter roi l'roiv ain a roi l'chol misha sova gazeh. He says, even though it's good for someone who's hungry, it's not good for someone who's this full.
You assume it goes to the food.
So that's the funny thing, right? So what do you see? So the Ram is saying that there's a concept of Eina Roy Lachila, that it's a machol, that it's not Roy Lachila, is determined by the person. It's an interesting Rama. So what would you say about the bracha? Be interesting, right?
On that
Achila, Machri wouldn't make a bracha either.
Actually,
he's
saying if you're full, then the
achilas gasa. No, you're so full, it's like it hurts you to eat. It's disgusting. It pains you to eat. It's like forcing the food down your throat.
So then you'll be.
Then you'll be putter and Yom Kippur.
But if you're hungry, then you'll be
putter. Absolutely. Same food. Same exact food.
Is that putter over also, or you could even eat it?
No, it's putter over also. I mean, it's like eating food that's not edible. Like before, he says Makin also Makas Maras. I assume the same thing. It's just the same din as Machol Sheinu Roi L'Achila. And before he said in those cases Makas Maras. Yeah. So it's an interesting thing that the idea of a Machol Sheinu Roi L'Achila goes by the person. It's an interesting thing. It doesn't go by an objective idea in the food. I mean, because Ram could have had a different reason why you're putter for that. Yeah, because he says something like that. But he says the soul in the food. It's a funny Rama. But anyway, I was thinking though, in terms of our sugya, the machlokas Rava and Rav Sheshes. Rava and Rav Sheshes. I mean, I know what we said yesterday, but still feel a little bit something missing. Still feel like something's missing a little over there in terms of a beer. I was thinking like this. Anybody want to say anything more about it? Anybody want to have another?
We had a feeling you were going to read. We just couldn't think of what about it.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like the question ended up in the wrong place. I don't know. We didn't come up with any other approach. I don't
know. Yeah. In other words, you do see one thing from that Ram in Yom Kippur. That's what I wanted to illustrate. Is that, and that seems to be the Ikar of Rava, that the definition of Roi L'Achila, but there's two things you see from these Rambam. One is that it doesn't go by being a food. It goes by being roi l'achilas adam. Something can be considered a food. It can be considered edible, right? There's two things. There's something that's inedible, and then there's something that's roi l'achila. It's edible, but it's not something that is eaten.
Does edibility go by it's digestible, or it's more than that?
It's a good question. What is the limit of ochel she'eino ru'uyin l'achil? What's the limit of ochel?
Maybe can it have to be royal chaos caliph, maybe, you could say? It has to be a food that like an animal would eat?
It would seem that it would be that, but for a specific component, it would be eaten. Meaning, say, like he has like these very, very bitter asavim, right? It's not grass. Grass is simply not eaten because there's no benefit, there's nothing in it at all. But these other things, they're really intrinsically edible, like a lettuce. But because they have a certain character of extreme bitterness, they're not eaten.
And what's beyond that? What makes something
beyond
not?
Beyond that is
like rocks and dirt.
Beyond right, that is, that it's just I can't. I don't know. I don't know if I can define it exactly. Beyond that is what? I can't define it. I can just give you the test that I can just give you a test. I don't know if I can define it. But the test that I'm proposing is, why is it not, what's the reason that it's not eaten? Is it not eaten because of certain intrinsic qualities, like the structure of the grass is just not chewable? It's just not it's not chewable. It has a horrible, as opposed to saying it's like a lettuce, it's no different than a regular piece of lettuce, which is eaten. The only thing is, it's extremely bitter. So intrinsically, its structural components are roi for achila. I mean, I think David is right. I mean, something that you can't chew is not roi for the process of achila at all. But that's not what he means. He means it could be eaten, could be subjected to the process of achila like any other food. The only thing is, it's not something that is considered fit for consumption, for other reasons. Yeah. But, and that's what I'm saying. Even perfect food, if you are completely stuffed, is not, to you, considered not the roi l'achila. Meaning to say, because of a certain factor, it's completely inedible right now. It's interesting. Maybe that could be a separate din by Yom Kippur. The question over here is like this. The question over here is like this. So the point I'm trying to make is that what? Is that just because something has the capacity to be eaten, it's capable of being consumed, that's not the definition of roi l'achila. That might be ochel, but that's not roi l'achila. Roi l'achila must go by the way it's viewed in the realm of achila, in terms of the niyog of Adam. That's the difference. It's definitely that roi l'achila goes by the physical properties, right? But roi l'achila goes by the human custom, the human view, the human perception of the thing. Okay? Meaning to say, if something is simply like, for instance, these things, tzir. I mean, there's nothing wrong with tzir. It's just very salty water. But it's just something people would never eat. It's just something that people would never eat. Right? It's different than salt, apparently.
But is it an objective that people would never eat? Like, it's different than, like, achila sugasa. Because, like, there, you would eat it. You know, it's not objectively.
Yeah, because all people, it's part of the human condition that you don't eat it. That's part of the human condition that you don't eat. Achila gasa is part of his particular condition. You know what I'm saying? Achila and ochel goes by the objective thing. Is this something that this being can consume and gain something from? That would be an ochel. But roi l'achila means based on the whole totality of the human condition. And the way he makes choices, and the way he decides, the way he chooses his food, these are foods that would never be they're always passed over. Yeah.
Can we describe the qualitative distinction between foods that people just happen to generally not eat, but you know sometimes when you do eat it, you'll make a bracha.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
You're saying this is just that. It's never eaten as opposed to it's rarely eaten, or is it like a different quality to the thing? Like we were proposing, let's say, by the barley or like by the mixture as far, like it has to enter a different category.
Right.
Like these things like tzir and chometz, like do those enter a different category? Or
well,
is
chometz
it
is hard because chometz you do make a bracha. Chometz is one is a strange case. Okay, so that's the Meir, yes. Chometz is a case
that doesn't
work. But anyway, yeah.
Something like tzir. Like, is it enters a different category that removes it from being an ochel tzrei l'achila, or is it just that people just never, ever, ever eat it?
Well, based on what we were saying by the kemach of the seorim, right, it has to be that it's avoided because of a certain quality in the realm of Ochel. In other words, it's abhorred because of the quality that it does have, that it does express in the realm of Ochel. But I want to this is a further refinement of that idea. Now I'm trying to say it like this. Let me just talk it out. Like this. That by the pepper, the question is like this. That by the pepper has two possible ways of being used. Correct? Everything we said yesterday is true. It can be eaten on its own. It does have that ability to be eaten on its own. But essentially, and it has the ability to be eaten as a tavlin. It can be eaten as an ochel. Ram is giving choices over here. There's tavlin and there's ochel. It can be eaten as an ochel and it can be eaten as a tavlin. Okay? Now, what is the fact? What is the factually, how do people relate to it? They relate to it as tavlin. So what does that mean? That means to say that given the choice of how to consume this, 99 out of 100 times, people will decide to use it as a spice as opposed to use it as a food. Because its value as a spice is 99 times greater than its value as a food. Right? I don't know if that makes sense mathematically, but it's just a guzma. So, right? So now that's the question. In other words, everybody agrees if based on its intrinsic qualities as an ochel, it's avoided. It's not royal achila. If you have an asev, if you have a type of vegetation that's edible, but it is horribly bitter, it's just awful, right? So everybody would pass it up. Because of its idea from the realm of Ochel, they would pass it up. Correct? Not because they have a better use for it. Because it's disgusting. Right? It's just disgusting. So then, it's an Ochel, it's not royal Achil. It's an edible thing that's not fit for consumption. Because of a certain quality that it has, removes it from its intrinsic definition of ochel. Certain quality that it has is mafkia the shem ochel. Right? But that everybody agrees. And everybody agrees that if there's a reason it's passed up, has nothing to do with its qualities of ochel, it's still an ochel. Okay? The question here is this. That if because of its qualities of ochel, it's used practically as a tavlin, as opposed to an ochel, is that mafkia the shem ochel? You know what I'm saying? It's not that it's not you. It's not avoided as an ochel because it's bad as an ochel. It's avoided as an ochel, and it's not avoided as an ochel because of another reason outside of food. Because of a certain quality that it has within the realm of food that makes it more suitable for tavlin, it is always passed over as an ochel. You understand?
Factually!
Factually.
Like the Asav and Marim, isn't it like that?
No. They're passed over because intrinsically they are repulsive. The pepper is not intrinsically repulsive. But you'd be foolish to eat it because as a spice, it's extremely expensive.
I'm just asking because I've never eaten a dried pepper.
That's because you're normal.
They're not like extremely disgusting to just eat them.
No. Not extremely disgusting. We have to say that.
Okay.
But it's not. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the question between Rava and Rav Sheshet. That when we say that the shame ochel, when we say that roi l'achila is defined by the way people treat it in the realm of ochel, from its qualities of ochlin, is that defined practically or conceptually? What do I mean by that? I mean, say it like this. Practically, everybody chooses to use it as a tavlin. Because to make a meal out of it would cost thousands of dollars. Ladies think I'm joking. In those days, it was a spice. It was very expensive. But even today, it's not an efficient type of a meal. But it has a much greater use as spice. Even from its realm of ochlin. Pepper as an ochel has a bad mazel of that it also has a better use of tavlin. It's not its fault, right? But it happens to be that it has a better use of tavlin. So it's always passed over. It's always passed over as an ochel and chosen as a tavlin.
It's not intrinsic to its...
It's not passed over because intrinsically it's bad as an ochel.
If there was no tavlin,
people would pass the pepper and right. So that's the question. So Rava says, since that's the way it's related to that, and it's done in the realm of this is a choice that's kavua from the realm of ochel. Practically, anybody who chooses it is going against his butla daita eitzel kol adam.
Whereas the marim would be shakol.
The what would be? The marim would not be anything. Because it's not royal achila. That's intrinsically removed.
But this is a different reason, you're saying.
But this is removed for a different reason. But he says it doesn't matter. No, his Rava says it doesn't matter. So since be based on its qualities of ochel, it's passed over, and it's always avoided as a food, and used for its better purposes, tavlin, then if you eat it as food, it's butla daita eitzel kol adam. Because we're saying the definition of royal achila doesn't go by its intrinsic qualities. It goes by the way it's treated in the realm of ochel. Right? It doesn't go by edibility. It goes by the way it's treated as in the realm of food. So the kimcha disori was never treated anyway in the realm of food. It just was avoided for health reasons, for stomach reasons. But this, in the realm of ochel, is always considered superior as a tavlin. So it's avoided in the realm of ochel. It's eaten. Kimcha disori is just not eaten. This is eaten, but it's eaten as a tavlin. So Rava says, that's koveya, its place in the realm of food. In the realm of ochlim, it's now considered an ochel, it's not royal achila. Because that's the way it's always consumed. And if you want to eat it, you're a fool. You're weird. And it's just like if you wanted to eat very bitter things. That's edible. But you're considered to be doing a maisa that's out of the realm of the norm of achila. Right? And what does Rav Sheshes hold? Rav Sheshes holds doesn't go by the practical way it's treated. It goes conceptually by the way it is. So even though practically everybody avoids it because it has a greater use, right? That doesn't change its conceptual ability to be eaten as a food. Conceptually, it's still possible to be eaten as a food. It's just practically, it's always passed over because there's a better use. You understand? So if I do eat it, you can't say butla daita eitzel kol adam. Because I am engaging in something that on its own is rational. If I would forget about the tavlin aspect, it would be a perfectly rational thing. You understand? It's only because of certain circumstances that are within the realm of ochlim that this is always consumed as tavlin. The question is that koveya, the shame, is that mafkia from it, the shame of an ochel? You understand what I'm saying? Let me put it in a nutshell. What I'm trying to say is this, that what is mafkia, the shame, ochel? Okay? Is it that in the realm of ochlim, it's passed over, correct? And it's always used as a tavlin, right? Practically speaking, or practically speaking, it's used in the realm of ochel as a tavlin, and that's koveya, its shame. Or does it have to be not just practically, but even conceptually, it's passed over in the realm of tavlin? The reason why I'm calling it conceptually is because that's Rav Sheshet's argument. He's saying it's true that practically nobody eats the pepper on its own, but that's just because of a certain circumstance that pepper finds itself in. Right? But if you would perform a mental experiment and remove its qualities of tavlin, it would be viewed practically, it would practically be an ochel. Right? So I don't want to use the word objectively, but I prefer the word conceptually. You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, everybody agrees on one definition. Definition of roi lachila is that's the way it's treated binogeya to ochel. Binogeya to the derech of Odom. That it's something could be an ochel objectively, right? But whether it's considered roi lachila, that goes by hanhogas ha'odam. Okay? But does it go by the actual hanhoga of the Odom? Or how the Odom would be noheg based on its intrinsic qualities? So pepper is a split. Because practically speaking, nobody eats it as an ochel because it has a greater idea of tavlin. But on its own, it is something that people would eat. It's just practically nobody does it because of another reason. And that reason is not extrinsic to ochel. It's a reason that is in ochel.
How is that still hanhogas olam? That side?
Oh, so he's saying though is when you say butla, when you eat something that's not roi lachila, so you're butla daita eitzel kol adam, right? You're just acting like a crazy guy, right? So, but can you say that Rav Sheshet says, but you can't say that I'm acting like a crazy person with regard to this food as an ochel, since the only reason people don't eat it is because they have a better use for it. So, but now I'm eating it as an ochel. It's not that there's something wrong with it as an ochel. Then I would say you're right. Batla dait eitzel kol adam. If a guy would eat something that's horribly bitter, you'd say batla dait eitzel kol adam. But he's saying as long as on its own it does have the idea of achila, then the fact that practically it's always used as a tavlin is not koveya, the derech achila. Whereas Rava says, no, since the whole idea of derech achila comes from the way it's treated, and it doesn't come from its intrinsic properties, you can't perform this conceptual experiment of what it would be if it had only these intrinsic properties and none other. You have to take the totality of it as a food. And now we say that people decided, based on the totality of it, that this is its preferable use. So that is automatically mafkiyet from Shem Ochel. And Rav Sheshet says, no, that's not enough. It's got to be that intrinsically, from its qualities of Ochel, it's passed over. Here it's not passed over because of its poor qualities of Ochel, it's passed over because it has a better quality of Tavlin. You know what I'm saying? So the question is like, so I'm trying to say that everybody agrees that the shame of roi lachila comes from the way it's treated. It doesn't come from an intrinsic idea. Because that would be difficult to say the machlokas, it's difficult machlokas. We sort of avoided that issue yesterday. But that seems to be the premise of the whole sugya, that something to be called an ochel, that's roi lachila, is not an intrinsic, that's not based on, because then they'd be arguing on the intrinsic qualities of a pepper, right? Everybody agrees it goes by the way a person acts. The way people treat it. What makes it royal achila is the way it's consumed. And But the question is, when you say it's kavua from the way it's consumed, is that from the way it's practically consumed? Or from its qualities, or what its qualities would allow it to, or whether its qualities would allow it to be normally consumed. Right? So if Shesh says you gotta look at it with its own qualities. It has a bad mazel that it's better as tavlin, that doesn't ruin its own qualities as being a royal achila. And Rava says, no, the whole concept of royal achila goes by how Adam relates to it. And since Adam, based on the totality of its qualities, has decided to relate to it as a tavlin, it's a tavlin and it's not nochel. Yeah.
What's the realm of those qualities that we look at in terms of how man uses it? I mean, Kimfla Desori, we don't man because of his qualities.
Ochel. It has to be from the realm of Hanah. From the realm of Hanah, it's Ochel. Because Kimfla Desori is never eaten. But when it is eaten, you do get Hanah. Right? So you don't say the not eating it is not Ola. Right? Mm-hmm. But by the pepper, it is consumed as a tavlin.
Right.
You understand? So that will be kovea. It's not like a not eating it. You understand? Because you're saying I'm not by the kimcha desari. You're saying I'm not eating because I don't want a stomach problem, right? But by the tavlin, it's not that I'm not eating it because I don't want something. I'm not eating it because I'm saying its very qualities that I would get with ochel are better used as a tavlin.
Right, but it's got to be the ochel qualities.
It's got to be the ochel qualities, yeah.
Why are you saying that they both agree that it goes by Hanan's Adam? Why don't you just say that according to Rava, he holds that it goes by Hanan's Adam, and then according to Jesus, he holds that it just goes by its intrinsic qualities? Like, it's not, because I mean, it just seems funny to say that it really goes by Hanan's Adam conceptually. Like, no one's actually doing any of this. But, like, what they would do if this was a totally different case. Why don't you just say that
Because I don't think, I mean, you're right, in a sense, I'm saying that Rav Sheisha doesn't hold it goes by Hanagas Adam. But he still has to make recourse to that idea. Because everybody agrees there's a concept of being outside the norm. Butla daita eats okol Adam. A guy can't say, I want to eat this, even though it's not something people eat. Right? Everybody agrees there are things that are edible that you don't make a bracha on. Doesn't seem there's a machlokas on that. Everybody agrees there are certain things that are edible, can factually be eaten, but you still don't make a bracha on it, and because nobody eats it. And we say to you, you're butla daita, it's kol adam. So there's not a machlokas on that intrinsic, on that halacha. There's a machlokas, and there's no machlokas that the pepper itself would be able to be eaten. And it would even be chosen to be eaten. The only thing is, you get this thing that from the realm of its own realm of achila, it's diverted to tavlin. Does that remove? Is that now koveya? It's shame. So that's what the Ram says. That's why the Ram has the halacha like that. He says that the pepper, you make no bracha, because it's a tavlin and it's not an ochel, right? And then he says, v'chein ochlin sh'ein ru'im achila. What's the v'chein? He's saying the tavlin, the pepper is not intrinsically ochlin sh'ein ru'im achila. But because it's tavlin, it's not an ochel. But then other things that are intrinsically v'chein, other things that are intrinsically also have the same thing, right? Am I saying being over... Medaic, but
it's kind of thing you can use once you get this one.
That's exactly right. You raise the question after you have the answer. Why is Ram Zevachain?
No, it is funny.
No. It is funny, right?
Yeah, when we read it originally, it was funny.
Right. He is saying there's a category of tavlin that makes it not an ochel, and so too is a funny so too, because that should be the main thing. You should start out
but
with tavlin.
So too doesn't mean for the same reason that.
That's right.
It's an intrinsic thing, whereas this is just practical.
But the reason why he does this is because he starts with the din from the Gemara. That's why he does Pablin, because he does the din from the Gemara. That's always his derech, I think. The din from the Gemara, and then he's saying, that's over there, the din from the Gemara is tavlin, it's not ochel. And here's the general rule, which I don't think is in the Gemara. It's just something that we is underlying current, underlying reality. Right? But the peppers, he's saying, it's the shame tavlin is what makes it not an ochel. But other foods also, there are other things that are ochel and just intrinsically not roi lachila. Not because they have another use, but because they just have a very, very bad qualities of ochel. I mean, I mean, there are certain things a person can subsist on if he was trapped, if he was lost in the woods. But it doesn't necessarily mean you make bracha. Okay, good. Let's go.
Just know what you mean when you say what's the category of roi lachilas?
Which one, the roi lachilas adam or the or yeah. Ochel?
No, roi lachilas adam. You say something like according to the rabba, it's an ochel because it can't be
right.
You're saying it's not roi lachilas.
Can you say that?
What category is that?
That the way taking into account. The practice of the way people relate to foods, it doesn't go by its intrinsic qualities, it goes by Adam relegates certain objects to the category of foods. Anything that's not relegated to that category is not roi lachila. A lot of things you could eat, but they're not roi lachila. Meaning, say, roi lachila means that they are, I mean, fit is not the proper word. It means like they're mukhan for achila.
It's literally this blood.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more like they are mukhan for achila.
The mukhan.
Like ready, prepared. And that's like the Rambam is saying on Yom Kippur. He's saying if you're completely stuffed, Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur of food goes by you. So then nothing is ready for Achila. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. I don't think that the definition is different by Yom Kippur, but I think that by Bracha, I mean, it's a good question. If you're totally stuffed, probably not make a bracha.
No, it goes by you though. I mean, people might understand goes by your personal situation.
Because it's an isser.
Bracha, so you can go by that.
But I don't know if you're a nana. I mean, I don't know if you can say you're a nana in that case. Ram says you're like a mazik yourself. It's not even. I mean, what's the halacha by? Isn't halacha like that by truma too?
What's the halacha by? Isn't it by shiit?
Doesn't the Rambam say by machos through us also? Doesn't he have that? Well, that's also iser. What's that?
You
shouldn't stuff yourself. You're putter. You shouldn't. You don't make. You shouldn't eat shal shus, right? I mean, well, the question is like if you eat matzah achila gasa, right? Are you yotze? Okay, we'll surely be clear. I'm talking about, right? Okay, so what are we up to here? And Pashas, no. I see that. All right. So what do you want to do? Will we up to the Ramban? Yeah. Okay. So the question is, what bracha do you make on the pepper if you do eat it fresh? Right? What bracha do you make on the fresh pepper? So the Rambam and the Rif, both, and the Gaonim, a lot of the Gaonim too, they say Boi Pri Adama. Right? But the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah say, and others say it's a Boi Pri Eitz. Right? And what's their Raya? Their main raya is that the Gemara says Yechayev Be'orla. And Orla definitely goes by a tree. Right? Okay. So the Ramban tries to answer for this, right? So go ahead. What does Ramban say?
It says, Ulinin Popolim, Kasvel Gaonim, Zal, Balecha, Mavarak, Repi Adama.
Zatimel Gadol, Kevin Shed, who no Hagborla, Kurin Bay Priyash Pirio, Prihaich by Brubi.
Right.
So first he says, Ula Savru, the Haya Himusa.
Oh, so the Beis Yosef? Right? So the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah tries to answer this question too. The Kesef Mishnah says, he says, Kosov HaRamach, Tema, Kevin de Palpola Mikri 8, B'chayef Barla, Lama Ein Varchen Barot, Berituvin Bar Pira 8, right? So he asks, why isn't the Bar Pira 8? V'yesh Ad Kan HaSonam, so that he doesn't give an answer apparently. So the Kesef Mishnah gives an answer. V'yesh Lama Shafa Pishu 8, it's true, it's a tree. Me'achad lo nati lei in shil achlan kamos shehein. But since people don't plant the pepper tree, eat the peppers as they grow on the tree, right? They only eat them after they process them. Roy lishanos birchoso, ktsas. It's proper to change its bracha a little. V'achar kach, Motsasi la Rashba Shekin Pasa B'tshuva. And then he says, and I saw afterwards that Rashba says a similar thing in B'tshuva. So it's a strange idea. It's a strange idea. But it pops up every once in a while. You see that idea every once in a while. That it's Roy to change his bracha a little. Kind of a strange, really, in terms of oil, it's a tree. And we don't care about in terms of oil, the fact that later on you're going to dry it. It doesn't change the fact. But for the bracha, it does make a difference. Yeah. Did you guys look at the... You saw the Kesef Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Strange. Yeah, so, but the Ramban doesn't give the answer. Ramban gives a different answer. What did you say?
First he says that by the Gaon, Ulai Savru, the High Himlusa, the Ashmin Be Hindui, Dama Rav Asharya, and Brooklyn Lightbird for Yodama, the Pilpalihi.
Right, in other words, where's their Raya for saying this? So maybe they held that that's what the thing was.
How can you say that?
Why is the Pshat in the Gemara?
The Gemara says that.
You want to ask that Akasha on the Zion?
Yeah. Seems like a possible Pshat.
Seems like an impossible shot.
But why does he have to say that? I mean, why didn't you say that? That was their scar. He's trying, you know what I'm saying? He tries to make sure that it fits into the Gemara. I mean, you just say that. That was by Zen Bila, and then he just gave a scar.
Apparently, he's saying that it's very... He's saying there's no Havamina. He doesn't even see a... he doesn't see a scar. He says
it's tema.
Something you would only say if you had to say it. At this point, is what he's saying. So why would they say this? He's saying maybe they felt forced to say this because... They held that that's what the facts were. In the Gemara. Go ahead.
There's the answer that he rejects. So, Zeinu Nachon. She'ain one of the Priha Nohiba Orla, Ella Birkas Priha Yitzla Olam.
Then he says, then he gives a funny thing. He says, that's not even possible. It's just not possible. What if the Himlusa was the Palpali? He's saying, it doesn't matter, no matter what. You just can't come to this result. You can't say that Alpi Svara. Doesn't make sense, but the Gemara is saying Himlusa is Palpali. It's just not. You just can't have a situation like that, right? Isn't that what he's saying?
Yeah.
He's saying a funny.
Yeah, but it's funny. I mean, like we said before, it's funny anyway. It's just.
What was funny? What's
funny? Oh, the shot just wouldn't work. Like
it's true. I don't know.
What was he just saying? Like, I don't even have to get into all the problems of how ridiculous the shot is, but it comes out with the conclusion that just you can't even entertain.
He's just trying to teach you a lesson. Like
yeah,
the methodology.
Say this is the same thing as the Palpali, which the Gemara says really is Orla. So then they have to be created, and all that stuff.
Unless the Himlusa had both things in it. Maybe it had both.
Then why would the Gemara only ask on Zangabila?
But then what's the question? The question is, what's the Ikar? I don't know. I mean, how can you get out of that problem with the Zangabila? I don't know. Go ahead.
Does
he say something in the footnotes about that?
I didn't see.
Didn't explain it? Yeah, go ahead.
And it says, "Val Himlusa de Indui is the Zangabila of Ritusa here. With Zangabila, Vada Brepeha Damalam of Rakhina, and the Shershar in him.
Right. So that's the roots.
Right. This is a Valpalpalin pre who the Nohigva Orla, Kedivir Ram Rabbi Meir. Right. And Vatema Gadol. Shemiktas Gonim Zal Kasru Pilpalpali Retivsa Bore Prihadama. Mitkago Mosvinan H. Machal Ze Pilpalin. Palpalin.
So, yeah, good.
From there.
It's like he started over almost.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
good.
Maybe the thing Kasavar Pai Gonzal. The Adaraba, he had no sense of Baruch Alehim.
It does sound like two separate pieces.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a continuous piece. Go ahead.
Right. So he says, that's That's what tells you it's pre-8.
So he's saying that what is that the told of the Popol?
Yeah, he says Zehu the Zehu Inyan HaPopolim told us on.
So he's saying that this is the fact. That how do they grow? They grow like little dates. What is
he? He calls them dates, yeah.
Like little dates, well, but then he calls them like gross. Boils.
Yeah. Trying to picture.
I mean, and then he's saying that they're white when they come out. And when they're very overripe, they turn black. Yeah. But what's the ikker of what he's saying?
The way that they grow, right?
No, he's saying that the way they grow, they don't grow like a regular fruit, right? He's saying they grow more like out of the tree itself.
Right. And then this way he continues. He says, "Bnei Zeh asu osan agonim ketmaros rotzlaf v'shal esrog v'varchlein pri ha'adama v'kegufa shal ilanim."
Therefore, they held it's like the tree itself. And what about Orla?
So then he says, "V'chein linyan Orla shuribo so akasuv mitechsiv eitz ma'achalu itachin de eitz ma'achal karile b'ripri adamah mevarchinan eitz hane'achal."
So he's saying that exactly is the riboy, right? That it's like an eitz hane'achal. So for Orla, you need the riboy because it doesn't grow like a regular fruit, right? But by bracha, it's going to go by the way it grows. Because orla could include more than just true fruits. Nothing wrong with that. Right? That's the gzeiras hakasuv. But that's not going to change how we define a fruit in terms of bracha. Right? It's an interesting thing. It's an ingenious move. Right? It's an ingenious move. But that's exactly the riboy. That since it doesn't really grow like a true fruit, there's a riboy by orla, but by bracha it goes by how it actually grows. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Do you have anything more there?
And then he says, "Kabbalas hagonim nakabel." Then he goes back to the Hindu. He says, "Umeata nuchal farish shehimlasa haba mi beis Hindui ikra pilpolin shesham the Hindua yotzim hapolin v'lumbu makom acher gam hayom."
So he's going to have to learn that kasha is going back on the original statement of Rava.
It's hard though, because the thing right before is
Kazan
Real. Yeah, Kazan Real.
And if the
Iker Papa,
then the Iker question should be on Papa,
He's going to learn that question going back on. Maybe then to answer the same question. Lokasha, Abertiv, Sabiyu, Basha. Very difficult. But anyway, what's his idea?
Maybe a slightly different one. The way the Ramban learns the Riboy of Eitz Ma'achal. Like, are you just looking at it as like a Gzeiras HaKasuv? Like, there's no. You can't now come and explain, like, the Torah's Chiddush of. The definition of like pre.
No, you can, but he's saying it's not going to change what a pre is. That's a question in what's chayav and orla.
It seems like it's a bigger chiddush than the other way we're learning.
It's a bigger chiddush.
Not really a pre.
That's not a true. So what is it? I mean, what is it? Yeah.
And what is the reboy exactly?
What is the reboy? That's a good question. What is the reboy exactly? So what is the popple? He's saying. What is the pepper?
The eights.
He's saying. That what? What's the what's the reboy?
You say that the hamina is, I mean, it sounds like a huge fetish, but that you would think that orla always goes by the physical pre, right? But it's true, like by the case of the grapes, that man can come in and define exactly when the pre really emerges, like by the grapes of yain or whatever. Right, but that's only in a certain framework, that the only object of Orla is things that are physically pre of the ace.
Right.
But, mashallah, even in man's framework, even though this thing is physically a component of the tree itself, but he grows a tree for this, he views this as as a product of the tree. So it's like expanding where, like, man is able to operate. It's not just that. It's not that it's limited to you know things that are really physically creates, and then man can come and define.
Well, I don't know why we have to go into this whole man realm. The Ramban is not going into that realm. Though. He doesn't go. We don't need to go into the whole grape issue. I mean, grapes are peros. The question is, when are they chayav? That's a separate question. But they're peros. But here's the question is, this is not truly a pri. Physically, it's not truly a pri.
In what sense? Is that just the tzura of like...
Yeah, in what sense? Can we get that a little clearer? In what sense?
In what sense, what?
Is it not a pri?
Is this a practical question?
Yeah.
Are there other fruits on the... According to Ramban? Like, these are like... part of the tree. Are there like other actual fruits that are truly fruits?
I don't think so. Well. What is he saying? I mean, I'd just like to understand a little better. What is he saying? He says, that's the, what is he called? The tolda of the... So what is he saying? What's the tolda? That's its... growth. It's generation. It's generation. So what is its generation?
And what is it controlling that when they get, like, this partial of CO2 united and they turn black, right?
Yeah, why do you have to say that? What is his idea of its generation? What is his idea, and how is its its generation different from? In other words, it seems to me the way it exists at the end does exist like a pre. I mean, in the end, it does look like a pre, right? It does look like a pre. But so why is it different? It's different in its generation, correct? So how is it different? What is he saying? How it comes to be?
Emerges from the tree.
Okay, so as opposed to a pre, how does a pre emerge?
Separate from the tree.
Right, and this.
Well, the parents, the tree has a certain like structure that the pre is produced on, like a branch or like.
Right, and this.
You're saying it emerges from the body of the.
Okay, but what emerges is an ambiguous word. I mean, what do you mean by the emerges?
I don't know what he means. Like even
are the seeds that are surrounding part of the tree? I mean,
it sounds like he's saying it's like the tree itself turns into the fruit. Isn't that what it sounds like he's saying?
No.
No?
Not to me. I mean,
he's saying it's part of the tree when it's white, but then like all of a sudden it transforms into this fruit when it's black.
No, is he saying that there are tomorrows, which are. He's saying it's like there are protrusions in the tree, right? There are like bubbling protrusions in the tree. And then when they stay on for an extremely long time, they sort of coalesce into entities. And you have these black peppers on the tree. But it's not like the branch always stays the same. And then it produces a flower, and the flower turns into a fruit. It's like the branch were to turn into a fruit itself.
Warts?
Warts. That's what he seems to be saying in terms of how he's understanding the way it grows. Saying it's not that
on the thing, it's not the tree itself.
It's like a metamorphosis of tree into fruit. A fruit, a regular fruit, an apple is not a metamorphosis of a tree into a fruit. The tree is the tree. The tree always stays there, and it's a pre of the tree, right?
It's like the opposite of Korah.
It's what?
It's like the opposite of Korah. Metamorphosis.
Korah, right?
Fruit into tree.
Fruit into tree. Correct. But I just want to know what he's saying. That's what he's trying to describe. It's like a babuos, right? It's like boils. It's like boils on the tree. What? And then those boils turn into this pepper.
Well, The spatula doesn't mean when you cook it. It means when it's
no, it's like it's reflexive.
Yeah.
But it's not the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not like what Levy said, that it's the opposite.
Okay, I don't care what Levy said. Yeah.
So I don't understand what you mean then when you say the tree becoming the fruit. It's stuff on the tree which is emerging as a fruit.
No, it's not.
The place where it grew out of is not the fruit.
No, it's the tree. It didn't grow out of anything. The tree, it's like cinnamon. The only difference between it and cinnamon is just the bark of the tree. But this is like the bark sort of coalesces into a unit, into an entity. But it's just like a morphing. It's a morphing, yeah.
What's the raya that it is the tree? Like David's quote, like how do you know that it is the tree as opposed to something that's just directly on the tree?
Because he's saying if you watch how it grows, you'll notice boils start appearing on the tree.
Right, so why don't you say that's
no, because at that point, there's never a point where you can say the tree is here, and here's a protrusion, and here's an entity that's growing out of the tree. It's that the tree sort of changes its form. It goes into a bubbly state, but
how
the bubbly
know, how
state.
How are you saying that though? I mean,
well, I'm trying to interpret what he's saying.
I'm asking why is that? Maybe you'll end up being more smooth far.
Because why would any fruit be considered an eights? Why would any fruit be considered gufo eights? Only because he's saying it's that's the and he's very concerned with the toldo. How does it come? How does it come to be? Comes to be through a different process than a normal fruit comes to be. You must say that that this fruit comes to be through a different process than a normal fruit comes to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how is it different? And you also must say that the way this fruit comes to be, it's still considered a tree. It's still considered the gufo shalates. So I'm proposing, and he says there's some bubbling going on. Right? So I'm proposing that he's saying it's like the tree itself has boils, right? Which eventually turn into these peppers, right? But it's a continuum. It's not like a regular tree that has a new phenomenon of a flower. That's a completely separate idea.
Yeah. Right? Just one practical question about what you're saying. Is there less of the tree once the fruit, let's say, is picked?
Yeah. Is there less of the tree?
Is the substance of the tree less?
Well, apparently the end process is it coalesces into these new entities.
Right, but so we're saying originally it was the tree, and now it's becoming
off,
the fruit.
And then it'll have a new bark, apparently. And then you'll, it's becoming like a fruit. In the end, it is like a fruit.
Right, so the tree.
Because there wouldn't be a reboy in Orla if it's not a fruit.
Right. No, I'm saying, but the. Is there's now less wood of the tree than there was before these things started growing?
Well, not really, because it's growing. The whole tree is growing during this whole time.
Okay.
Hard to. I mean,
right.
That's,
okay. So
that's sort of how the bark grows out. It probably sheds off its outer skins, and those outer things turn into the peppers.
Sounds like a bad horror movie.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
What did you say? It sounded like a bad horror movie.
I mean, it's difficult. The Ramban is not right. But it's interesting. I don't think this is the way peppers grow. I think they're a flower like everything else.
Something like this.
Once you have mice being spontaneously generated from the ground, then this isn't so much of a stretch.
Well, do peppers
eat it?
I don't know.
It's interesting, though.
No.
I think
like berries.
So therefore he's saying in terms of the bracha, you can never call it a pri or eitz. You can never call it a pri or eitz in terms of bracha. Because bracha has to go by a certain idea of bria. This doesn't partake of that process of peros. It doesn't partake of the process of peros. It would just be like a branch that we eat, like the tzlaf. Right? It would be like the tzlaf where you can eat some of the branches. It's just this branch becomes very different. But it's not a process of pre. But in terms of orla, it goes by the product of the tree. and this is a defined product. Now, Orla doesn't go by the by the way it's generated. Orla goes by the final product, and that's the reboy. And even though the way it got here is a different process, by Orla it goes by the product. But by bracha it goes by the process.
Makes sense.
Right? It makes sense.
If it's true.
It's
valid, but is it sound?
Yeah. But, it's an interesting Ramban. I wonder if that's really how it looks.
We saw the picture.
We need somebody from India.
I didn't see any picture.
Just call McCormick.
No.
Google.
They're from India. They only grow in India?
Oh. That's the main place they grow in India.
Do it.
Really?
Yeah. So, easy accessory.
Yeah. Isn't there like a road, like that goes in, like a spice road?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it would be an interesting thing if the Ramban, if it looks like that. That'd be an interesting halacha question. That'd be an interesting thing if it looks like that. But anyway, that's not the Kesef Mishnah's approach, right? The Kesef Mishnah's approach is it is a full prig. It's a regular prig. Right? But he holds that what? He holds it deserves a reduction in his bracha. It deserves it. Why does it deserve it? Because it's not eaten the way it really grows. Right? It's not eaten the way it really grows. So that goes back to the old idea that we had a long time ago. That's a different approach in bracha. Right? That you can't call it the shevach of the tree. It doesn't deserve to be called the pri ha'etz if the whole way it's consumed is not the way the eitz produces it. And it's really a corruption, really a distortion from the way the eitz is producing it. Yeah.
Isn't that an idea not in the Rambam's framework?
That's why the Ramban, apparently not in the Ramban's framework either. But it is in the Rashba's framework.
Right. Or in the Torah.
And in the Torah's framework.
Which is, I think, it seems funny because the mission is using it to answer up the Rambam. And apparently
that doesn't bother me. But you don't know what the Rambam is saying over here. Here you have no way to understand what the Rambam is. There's no way to know what the Rambam is on. What is the Rabbeinu? The Rabbeinu Chananel does say something over here, though. He says something funny. He says, on this Gemara, he says, Pal Poli, he says, Ichi Polo Groshesh Rava, Bipal Poli Yaveshta, Al Biratifto Divya Kol Bori Prihadoma. Right? Dahatanya Behedja, Eitz Mako. What kind of a raya is that? It's like crazy, it's like exactly opposite. Right, he says, Rabbeinu Chananel says, if it's fresh, it should be a bori pri hadama, because it says openly eitz machol. Why shouldn't it be a bori eitz machol? But apparently he's the Ramban, he's like the Ramban, he holds, it is a different kind of a thing, it's an eitz machol. It's a different kind of a thing. It's an eitz machol, it's like an edible tree.
The limud works out very well.
But it's an interesting thing. I mean, they do say in the encyclopedia, it did say something about the way it grows, that they're very, very, very small. It's very small. It did say something about that.
But there are flowers.
I think they said they're very tiny flowers. You can barely perceive the flowers. 1 second.
Ramban had bad vision.
It's a boil.
Or they've evolved since then, and so did the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Ramban, there were
blood
boils.
In the mirror. the dogs in the urine.
What
was the dog?
It reproduces a lot.
Very, very cool. Thanks for the boil.
The plant reproduces so quickly, like, so that like it evolved a lot.
Thanks a
lot. Half man, half ape,
with the nasal cord attached to the ground.
Not significantly, but enough that your flower will be removed
from the plant. Why do they call plants without the East Indies? It's a woody climber. They reach 33 feet. Okay. The inconspicuous flowers are in dense, slender spikes of about 50 blossoms each.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture of the berries. The berry-like fruit or peppercorns are nearly globular. About 2/10 of an inch in diameter.
Avapuit.
Did you say avapuit?
It's a new adjective.
Pass around the...
Oh, it's a nice picture.